Good morning. It's Friday, May 14th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Both Oregon and Washington State say they will be following the CDC's new mask guidance. Once you're fully vaccinated, which means 2 weeks after receiving your second dose, mask wearing will only be required in crowded areas like public transportation and in healthcare settings, and businesses will still be able to enforce their own mask guidelines. Pfizer officially received approval to vaccinate kids ages 12 and older this week. Now the company says it plans to request emergency approval for use in children between the ages of 2 and 11 by September and 6 months to 2 years old by the end of the year. Derek Chauvin and three other former Minneapolis police officers are now facing federal civil rights violation charges. Chauvin was already convicted of 2 counts of murder and 1 count of manslaughter in the murder of George Floyd. The state trial for the three other officers involved in Floyd's attempted arrest has been delayed until March so the federal trial can happen this year. Thousands of Israeli ground troops are now positioning at the border near Gaza, and there's growing concern about a potential invasion. Yesterday, officials in Gaza reported 49 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes. Israeli officials say those strikes are in response to the nearly 2,000 rockets Palestinian militants have fired at Israel. So far, there's been no signs of progress towards a ceasefire. Portland City Council approved the mayor's budget for the next fiscal year. It provides funding for homeless services, a city cleanup initiative, and a new community-based response team. It also cuts the budget of the Portland Police Bureau by $3 million. It goes into effect July 1st. Today, Republican representatives are voting on who will fill the committee chair seat once held by Congresswoman Liz Cheney. New York Representative Elise Stefanik and Texas Congressman Chip Roy are both running for the position. Both say they will help to unite the Republican Party. Be sure to check out our brand new episode of Six Questions. Local chef and Top Chef contestant Gabriel Pascuzzi joins us to talk about navigating the challenges of the pandemic, his perspective on the Portland food scene, and his must-have snack on long road trips. You can find it now on COIN.com or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you Monday.